A spouse, love for a child, love for a parent, love for our neighbor, friend, or stranger. Why do we make it complicated? What is not complicated is the love God has for you and for me and for all people, and the love that He wants us to show to Him and to one another. So we ask that God would help us not complicate love any further. The love that He wants us to show Him and the love He wants us to show one another. Now granted that love, such love that we show to Him and to others, will look different based on who that love is toward. So we thank God for such a timely reminder from Him through His Word this morning. God's blessings to you be evident as you hear His Word today, and especially as you hear it in song as we now prepare to hear our children sing. We're on page 3 of our worship bulletin.
Never before, oh my soul.
Amen to that. We continue in the middle of page 3. God our Father, each day is a gift of your grace.
Your mercies are new every morning.
Guide our steps by the light of your word.
Shield us from harm and keep us from evil.
Better than life is your love. Praise be to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We join in these words from Lamentations 3. This I call to mind,
and therefore I have hope.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. I say to myself,
the Lord is my portion, therefore I will gain from him.
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion.
So great is his love.
For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men.
Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord.
Let us confess our sins to the Lord.
Almighty and merciful Father, we have strayed. We have followed what we have devised and desired in our hearts. We have offended you and sinned against your holy law. We have done those things that we should not have done, and we have not done those things that we should have done. Have mercy on us, Lord. Spare us, forgive us, and restore us, according to your promises in Christ Jesus.
God, our merciful Father, has forgiven all our sins. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Redeemer and Savior. Jesus paid the penalty for our guilt by his death on the cross and freed us from death by his resurrection from the grave. We have peace with God now and forever.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Let us give glory to God, our light and our life.
Let us worship Him.
Let us pray. Father of lights, every good and perfect gift comes from you. Inspire us to think those things that are true and long for those things that are good, that we may always make our petitions according to your gracious will. Psalm 119. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens.
Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures.
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path.
On this Sunday after Easter, a reading from Holy Scripture from the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, reminding us that belief in a God is natural. What is not natural is knowing who that God is, the only God. We hear these words. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship, and this is what I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now join in the
singing of We Are Singing.
Thank you.
As we stay connected to the word of our Lord, we remain ready to share the hope that we have, a hope that he has given to us, and we're also encouraged to make this hope evident throughout our daily life. We hear these words from 1 Peter chapter 3. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats, do not be frightened, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For our next song, Hold Me Fast, we'll join we the congregation on the refrain.
Thank you.
A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter. This is what love for God looks like and what it can expect. We hear these words, "If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Join now our hymn of the day. Thank you. Something is yours in great abundance, and that is God's grace and His mercy and His peace. And may such remain in great abundance to you. And that's possible thanks to our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. We turn our attention back to these words from the Gospel of John. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who indeed does love us and went to great lengths to show how much he does love us, not just for a moment, but for our entire life and beyond. Would you say that you are a loving person? Would you say that you are a lovable person? What evidence can you give to back up the claim if you said yes to either one of those, that you are a loving person or a lovable person? We have some time. Any volunteers? Time's up. While we would like to answer for ourselves that yes, we are a loving person and yes, we are lovable. I mean, after all, who could not love me? Well, let us start on that list. Because a true test of an answer to those questions is not coming from us, but rather from those around us, those who know us well and maybe not so well. What impression do we give of being a loving or a lovable person? And an ultimate test comes from God Himself, because God cannot be fooled. He can read our mind and our heart, and He knows if such love is just coming out of motions or actually coming from the heart. Now, some context behind those questions, are we loving and or lovable? Jesus is soon to face his death, the reason why he came to this earth. He knew it was coming, but now the days are drawing closer to that impending, that death on Calvary's hill. And if that were not a heavy load to carry in and of itself, what made the load heavier on him is that he knows that some of his immediate disciples, and including disciples of today, for he knows the future, that some of those disciples would desert him upon pressure of knowing him. And that happens today too. I mean, we'll claim to know God and worship God until pressure comes. Do you really go to church? Do you really worship that God? Oh, no, not me. And so that compounded the weight that Jesus was having upon himself. Going to the cross, knowing that he would be deserted by the disciples who claimed to love him. Now, thankfully, a good number of those disciples then and a good number of disciples today come back to God under his care and grace and know his love again firsthand and are in position to love as he calls us and wants us to love. For we are loved to love. Such love, though, is not an option. It's not something that we put on our time clock. You know, hey, I'm punching in to show love for the next 8 hours, and then after that, I'm done. Such love doesn't come with vacation days. We can't use AI, artificial intelligence, to do this love for us. It needs to come from us. Keeping in mind, we can do this because we are loved to love. We are loved by God, and the evidence of God's love toward you and toward me and toward all people, well, it's vast. It begins in the fact that he has given us his one and only Son. What a gift of his Son. Undeserved gift. And why can we say undeserved? Well, when we take a look back at our lives, can we recall some of those loveless moments in our life? Loveless in the form of words and our actions toward a family member, a spouse or a child, a brother or a sister. Some loveless words and actions spoken to a coworker, to a neighbor, Whether that neighbor be a friend or a stranger who plays loud music and we don't like that neighbor, so we do some loveless act? Can we say we are completely innocent when it comes to showing love the way we ought to and being lovable the way we ought to be? We can't say that we are. I mean, even mothers, right? It's a challenging role. To love your child at all costs, no matter what, unconditionally? Who signed up for that? But you can do it and are to do it. Even when that child says, "I hate you." Lord willing, they don't, but it's just a reaction at the time because you're trying to teach them a life lesson. But it's tough on a mom to love perfectly as God wants us to love. And children, sometimes they make it easy to love them, and sometimes they don't. I mean, even though they're cute and innocent and we want to squeeze their cute little cheeks, deep down there is something sinister too going on. Right? We don't have to teach a child to do something wrong, to be selfish. Because what's that old two-year-old adage? What do we do now with that ball when Jimmy's present? We got to share it. Mine. What do we say when you get a gift? Mine. No, what do we say? Thank you. Right? But that's all of us. We all have been there. And we're going to see it till the end of time. Why? Because all of us are conceived and born in sin. Sin comes naturally. Thus, we need God's unconditional love in our life and the gift of Jesus to combat that natural desire to sin. So praise God that we are loved to love. And so at the heart of that gift, Jesus, what did he do for us? Well, he took all of our loveless words and actions and our thoughts, and he took them to the cross, as he said he would do, so that those loveless acts would not be held against us again and again. They're paid for, done, history. Don't live in the past. Don't live in regrets. Live today and move forward. What a gift. That's what God gives to us through his love, through the gift of Jesus Christ. Sin paid for. And that's not all what Jesus gives to us out of love. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. The grave could not hold him back. And because he lives, he tells us, we too shall live. We got something to look forward to. And that's motive to live now and to live forever. While we were still sinners, Scripture reminds us, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. Christ died for us. Wow. While we were still sinners, unable to do anything about our sin, not able to get God on our side on our own by what we do, words or actions, while we were still that, he had already planned and carried out the plan to give of his Son to die for us. And so Scripture reminds us, the love of Christ, what he has done for us, compels us to no longer live for ourselves, but rather for him who died and rose again for us. So moms, when they're tempted to live selfless lives, selfish lives, they want to live selfless lives out of love of Christ. This child is a gift, and the child needs to see their parent as a gift, there to protect them and to raise them up. And we need to support moms. And everyone raising a child, pray for them, encourage them. You know the words, "Oh, you just wait, it gets worse." Is that encouraging? It may be true, but that's not encouraging. And so the Lord reminds us, we are called to love, to love. Love means encouragement. Sometimes we need to know when to keep this zipped. And sometimes we need to know when to open it up. God give us the wisdom to know when to do which. Thankfully, God, in his love for us, did not just keep his love for us and Jesus just hanging out there somewhere, but he's actually given it to us and puts it in our hearts. Because again, we are not in a position to empower ourselves to love as God wants us to love. The Holy Spirit, the silent partner in the Trinity, who's content to be that, keeps the focus on Jesus. And so we see all three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, yet three distinct persons, working together for our good to remind us that we are loved to love. And so the Holy Spirit enlightens us with the gospel, the good news of sins forgiven and hope of heaven, and that we are loved to love. He enlightens us through the gospel and in the means of grace, the word and sacrament of baptism and the Lord's Supper. For Scripture says, this water now saves you. It connects you to Jesus and empowers you to live a life of love, to grow up in that life of love as parents and others teach you about the love of God and the love we are to live. We need that reminder because the world is not on the same page with the love that God has for us. The world will love if it suits them. It's conditional. You didn't love me first, so I'm not loving you. You did that to me, well, I'm not going to do something kind back to you. God teaches us what unconditional love looks like. John 3:16. He so unconditionally, agape loved the world that he was still willing to show love. You and I are to be willing to show love to all people, whether they deserve it or not. Same with forgiveness, right? We're to be willing to forgive even if they haven't asked for forgiveness. Because they have not asked for it, it will not benefit them. And because we love them, even though they're unloving, they may miss out on the benefits of that love, but we still are to be willing to love. This all comes from a word of truth. For we're reminded that the Holy Spirit is truth. Just as Jesus is truth and God the Father is truth. His truth is all around us. We see evidence of it all the day, even if we're not even thinking about it. I mean, because we have food on our tables, and the sun rises and the sun sets, day after day, all part of proof of God's love for us. While the world struggles with truth and changes truth, praise God that his truth has remained and will remain constant, the truth that we need. You and I, filled with the Holy Spirit, we know the truth of God. We know the role of the Holy Spirit in bringing us to faith and also then keeping us in the faith. Through that same means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament. And so through those means of grace, he empowers us to love as we are loved. For the disciples, they had the Holy Spirit working in them already as we do. But on the day of Pentecost, there was a big rush of the Holy Spirit in them as promised. The light bulb went on for them. Everything that Jesus was teaching them, while he was teaching them, they were going, what? Now it's like, oh, that makes sense. Yes. This is how all the dots are connected. And for us too, right? How many times do we read the scriptures, and it might not be until the eighth time that you read an account, and you're going through that account before, and you're going, I just don't get it. But in that eighth time, you're going, that's what he was saying. That's the Holy Spirit working. And it's okay that it might take 8 times or 10 times. Keep at it. Praying that the Holy Spirit will continue to enlighten us and empower us. For we are loved to love. Believers, you and I, ideally, we cannot help but love. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not what? They're not burdensome. And how can his commands be summed up in one word to emphasize they're not a burden? Love. Love is not a burden. Oh, we make it a burden, but God has made it simple. I love you, he says, love me and one another. Who's the one who complicates love? You didn't say you love me first, or you did this, or you said that. That's not God, that's us. Quit putting the onus on God. But it's easier to do that, right? It's easy to point the finger at him while forgetting there's still three fingers pointing back at us. We are loved to love, and we are empowered to love. No excuses. We know what he demands and expects of us, to respect him. Who doesn't want respect? And when we respect God first, too often we see that in relationships. When God is not respected, when he is not the priority, then our other relationships fall apart too. But when God is kept first, those other relationships find a way to stick together. He knows what he's talking about. And so worship him. Give proof that we honor him. And then show that proof by also loving one another. That love shows itself in loyalty in the household and elsewhere. Now, loyalty doesn't mean we put up with abuse or anything like that. Loyalty means, though, that we're committed to God and to love as we are called to love, to set the example in selfless acts like mothers do all the time and others as well. We're willing to show love even if someone is undeserving of that. Now again, this love is not a checklist. We don't get our clipboard or our app out for the day and say, okay, did I do that for the day? Good, then I'm done. No, there's no record of how many acts of love and words of love we are to show. We just keep doing it. And to help us do that, we stay connected. Connected to the word of our Lord. And as we stay connected, that love for God and then for one another grows because that love exists. And it can only grow as we stay connected. Blessings come with obedience, the Lord says. But what do we see as we take a look at our society today? What's missing? Well, where do we start? But love is missing, right? A true love, an unconditional love. And where does that love start? Well, it starts with Jesus, but it also starts here. And when it's missing here, it's going to be missing in the next relationship and the relationship after that. We got to get our homes back on track, which will then spill over into society. You know, we've said it before, and we're going to keep saying it again because it's the new mantra, so to speak. We need change in our society. Oh, yeah, we do. Not a change further away from God and his word, but rather a change back to God and his word so that we know what love is and how to show love the way it is to be shown. God, help our homes be filled with that love, which will then benefit us in our society. Until that time, the Lord reminds us that he is with us always. And until we see him face to face, in the meantime, he encourages us to love as we are loved. And so we pray, Lord, your kingdom come. Continue to rule in our hearts and establish your rule through your word in the hearts of others. And as he does that, he empowers us then to love and to speak of the hope that we have been given through him. Because our goal is to not keep this love to ourselves. It's to help others experience the love of God and what love for others can look like and is to look like. So, dear friends, keep up your love. For you are loved. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We turn to a confession of faith. It's printed out for us on the top of page 10. We join together.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
What do we mean to say with these words? In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith.
In this Christian church, he daily and fully forgives all sins to me and all believers. On the last day, he will raise me from all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true.
Thank you.
We continue with the prayer of the church on page 12. We pray, grant us, O Lord, to live each day in gladness and peace, without stumbling and without stain, that reaching the evenings victorious over all temptation, we may praise you, the eternal God, for you govern all things and are praised now and forever. Make us instruments of your peace, where there is hatred, where there is injury, where there is doubt, where there is despair, where there is darkness, where there is sadness. O Lord, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love.
For it is in the kingdom that we see, it is in hardening that we are hardened, and it is in dying that we are brought to eternal life.
Dwell in our homes, O Lord, and let the trust of our families be centered in you alone, so that no difficulty, trial, or adversity rob us of the conviction that you are our helper in every time of need. Relieve the afflictions of the weary and the sick, and dry the tears of the troubled and sorrowful. Lead them to look to you as the unfailing spring of healing and hope.
Help us believe and trust in him, love and serve him, that in all our thoughts, words, and actions, we may manifest his spirit. Rebuke our selfishness and subdue our self-indulgence. Deepen our sympathies, strengthen our
take our silver and our gold, not a mite would we withhold. Take our intellect and use every power as you shall choose. Take our love, O Lord, we pour at your feet its treasure store. Take ourselves and we will be ever only all for you. We thank you, Lord, for those who are able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. As you have watched over them through life to this point, we trust you will continue to watch over them. The love between a husband and a wife is also a gift from you. May those couples among us able to celebrate this gift be renewed in their love for each other, reflecting this in their words and actions. We praise you, O God, for the gift of mothers. You have promised to be their strength and outlet during the days of raising a child. Continue to grant mothers everywhere the ability to meet their responsibilities with love and joy. Let us not take mothers for granted or apologize for the important role they serve in this world. Help mothers endure during times of a lack of praise and support from family and friends. Forgive them for times of selfishness. Refresh them with your love shown in Jesus, their Redeemer and ours. And now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And we also pray,
our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Again, great to see you this morning, and may you have a blessed afternoon, especially to the moms among us. But today is not just your special day. Every day ought to be special for you. If you haven't filled out a connection card, those blue cards, please take the time to do so. You can find them where you picked up a bulletin. You can return them in the basket there in the lobby on that table. It says place those connect cards here or in those boxes that are on the wall as you walk in to the church proper by the single doors. Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, all ladies, you're asked to cast your vote for the International Board of Directors as well as for mission projects, Two for World and Two for Home. Please see the information board there in the lobby for those ballots and return them by May 21st. Next week, as noted in the weekly news, we're having an ammo can put out there, not to fill with ammo, but with contributions to help support our military chaplaincy program, which takes care of our armed forces as best they can throughout the world. So important work. This is one of the ways a couple times a year we take up an offering to help support that work that's coming up next weekend. Other activity next weekend, just a reminder, Friday night, school performance. You can get your tickets in advance or at the door, and it starts at 6 o'clock. Keep that in mind. That's Friday night. And then on Saturday and Sunday, the River City Chorale will be here using our facility to put on their spring concerts. You can learn more about that at their website, River City Chorale. Everything else you should be able to find in the weekly news or on our website. Blessings on your day. And before you go, we'll get connected with the work our school does by watching this video.
St. Mark's, and welcome to another edition of our quarterly school video update. My name is Mr. Darren Vogt, and I have the privilege to serve as the principal of our school. The end of our school year is quickly approaching, and there has been a lot going on. Let's take a look. On March 31st, we held our annual family game night. It was great to see so many families getting together, playing games, eating tacos, and winning prizes during bingo. Our third and fourth grade basketball team played in their annual tournament. They won 3 out of 5 games played. A big thank you to Mrs. Erickson for coaching this year. We look forward to seeing what these students can do in the future on the court. During the first week in May, our students demonstrated their acquired knowledge from throughout the school year by taking the NWEA spring map testing. It was great to see so much growth from a lot of our students. On May 5th, our 3rd through 8th grade participated in the annual Bible Trivia Competition. It was great to see so many students know so much about God's Word. This year's champion was 6th grader Penelope. She walked away with a brand new Bible and a Leatherby's gift card. May 8th through the 12th was Teacher Appreciation Week. Our teachers were graciously given gifts, words of thanks, and even got to enjoy a meal put on by several parents of our school. Thank you to all of the teachers of our school for your continued dedication and work in sharing the gospel with the children of our school. This week, we invite you all to come to our spring performance night, which will take place on Friday, May 19th at 6 p.m. The junior kindergarten through second graders will be performing some songs, and the selected 3rd through 8th graders will be putting on their performance of A Lighter Shade of Noir. Tickets are just $5, and you can purchase them from our school office. On May 24th, we will be celebrating our 8th graders by having the 8th grade luncheon in the gymnasium. We invite the parents of our school to bring their own lunch and join in on the fun as we say goodbye to our 8th graders as they prepare for their graduation. Afterwards, the 8th graders will be having a half-day skip day. On Monday, May 29th, there is no school as we observe Memorial Day. And now, I would like to pass it off to our 8th grade class speaker with a special message.
Hello, I'm Kylie Ross, the 8th grade class speaker of the graduating class of 2023, and I'm here to invite you to the closing service, the graduation, and the award ceremony on Wednesday, May 31st at 6 p.m. I hope to see you there.
Thanks, Kylie, and God's blessings to our 8th graders as they leave St. Mark's and begin a new chapter in their academic learning. To wrap up our school year, we will be having our annual end of school year pool party on June 1st. We do have several events planned throughout the summer to help us stay connected with the students of our church and school. June 12th through the 15th is our Lions Summer Basketball Camp. July 17th through the 21st is our Summer Bible Camp, and August 7th through the 10th is the Lions Summer Volleyball Camp. Lastly, at this moment, our enrollment is already projected to be higher than it is this current school year. Please, if you know anyone that is looking for a new school and wants to learn more about Jesus, encourage them to learn more about our church and our school. Thank you for your continued support, especially as we close out the school year. God be praised for the 53 years of education here at St. Mark's. Until next time, His mercies are new every morning.